What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK. Thank you for entering into the nigga room. I really do appreciate it. It's been like, what, 2 weeks since I did my last podcast? I think something like that. Damn, that nigga noisy. Yeah, I just been going through a lot of shit, man. And that's the reason why I actually made this podcast. It isn't actually a podcast. It's just want to talk about my life a little bit. And hopefully I can inspire one or two people. Who knows? But, yeah, man. For some of y'all who do know, I did recently get arrested. I was put in a holding cell because I had a warrant for my arrest. And the warrant was for like 60 grand because I didn't pay my fees. My court fees that I had. Backstory. About 2-3 years ago, no, 2016, 2 years ago, me and a couple of my homies, we were doing some fraud shit. We were like frauds. We didn't get money off of that shit, but that's besides the point. We had got caught up and basically we had to do like community labor, pay fines, all that shit. Nothing serious, nothing that I'm proud of. And I don't condone stealing or violence or any of that shit. But yeah, and so that's just basically like the short story. And then, so now, I got arrested because I had a warrant for my arrest, like I told y'all. And I was putting in a holding cell for like 3 or 4 days. No shower, no nothing. That shit was horrible. But I read some books that were very, they helped pass time. And they were pretty good books. One book was called Deep Black Conspiracy. And then the other book was, I forgot what the other book's name was called, to be honest. I don't really pay attention to titles. I don't know if y'all have ever noticed that about me. But I don't really pay attention to titles. But that book was really good. The second book that I read, I think I read a total of like, what, 1,000 and something pages while I was in there. But while I got arrested, I had gotten my car taken away from me as well. Since I got arrested, that my car had to be, impounded due to the fact that I got arrested, which makes no sense. But now I basically don't have a car because I have to go get out the impound, and each and every day $60 that's getting added on. But sometimes you guys hit your losses, man. Love my car, I love everything about it, but it's just some shit happens sometimes, you know. And so yeah, man, that's what I'm going through right now, and that's the reason why I haven't really been doing much, whether it be my photography shit, my modeling shit, my basketball shit. I haven't shot a basketball since last Thursday, bro. That's how much shit I've been going through. But everybody's gonna have their day. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's gonna have their day. Everybody's gonna have a time when they're going through some real shit and they don't know what to do. But you just gotta hope that you have people around you that could help you, like, just uplift yourself. You could uplift yourself, but it's always better with the team. And I'm an Aquarius. Like, I'm very open, but at the same time, I'm very closed up. Like, there's a lot of shit that I won't want to say. That's just Aquarius in Aquarius game. But working with the team is always better. You know what I'm saying? Working with the team is always better. Always helps you get your mind right. Sometimes a nigga gotta roast you sometimes just so you can laugh through the pain. Smile through the pain, right? Smile, bitch. Smile, bitch. Shout out to Lil Duval.
Yeah, man.
That's the shit I've been going through, but ever since that shit happened, blow my mind, right, I need to work harder. Because even before I got arrested, I don't think I was working as hard as I should be. Yeah, I do work out 2 times a day, total of 6 hours, yada yada. Well, this week I haven't done that, but 6 hours per day, every day, no days off, podcast, photography, modeling. Basically making an empire. This shit ain't easy, man. Nobody said it was gonna be easy, but I didn't think it was gonna be this hard. But nothing worthwhile is easy, right? Nothing worthwhile is ever easy. But yeah, man, I just wanted to give y'all a little update on what was actually going on. This isn't really a podcast. It's just like a little something that I just wanted to push up. That nigga is loud. I'm gonna finish smoking this blunt. I have my other blunt, but I'm gonna smoke that after I work out. If any of y'all, anybody knows anybody that's trying to lose weight, or anybody that wants to make a lifestyle change, because that's why I think working out isn't just a phase, it's a lifestyle, hit me up. I got y'all. 3 sessions for 1 week, $50 a week for 3 sessions. The first session is free. After every session, except for the free session, y'all get 2 blunts. Just 2 blunt smokeout sesh. If you want it or not. I ain't gonna give you the weed, we gonna smoke it. But I'm just letting y'all know. I'm probably gonna make a commercial of that shit or something like that. Like, just something dope. But yeah, like I said, for 1 week, it's $50 for 3 sessions. If you want more sessions, you can go ahead and add on to that. But hit me up. I promise I'll get you right. You'll be feeling like I said, it's a lifestyle change. I suggest that everybody works out, because it just makes you feel good. It makes you feel better. It makes you not think about shit. Like, or it makes you release your anger, release your stress. But yeah, that's about all I really wanted to say. But I'm gonna finish smoking this blunt and go work out. So this is the Nigger Room, and this is your boy ABK. Thank y'all for entering into the Nigger Room. Like always, I do appreciate y'all. And we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce.